Okay, we're continuing in the Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. We're on page Nun Vav by the diamonds. And where the last time we met, we're discussing the section of the Mesillas Yesharim that's saying how the true and desirable type of Chassidus is very far from what our mind is able to conceive. And the reason is obvious, he says, is because something that people don't really consider very much, people don't think about it. And even though these things may be set in the heart of a people, the foundations and the fundamentals are there, people know them, but if you don't engage in them, you'll see the details, but you won't recognize them, and you'll pass by them, and you won't feel them. And that's what the Bilvavi is beginning to discuss this issue, that people, they focus on that which their hearts want them to focus on. And things that the heart and the mind aren't focused on, you may see it with your eyes, but you won't even understand it. You won't even know that it's there. So he's now going to give... he gave the example of a guy, if there's a scratch in a car in a parking lot, who will notice it? Only the owner of the car, nobody else. And that's where we ended off 2 weeks ago. So we continue again on page Nun Vav by the diamonds. So Avodas Hashem, Gami Mur Keves, Miklolim Umipratim. So service of Hashem is also a combination of generalities and particulars. You need to know there are two basic roots on how one can remember and know the details. Hudugma, for example. Adam lomed shulchan aruch halacha psuka v'apratim merubim. A person can open up the code of Jewish law, which has clear laws and very many detailed laws. Huzocher sadvarim besichlo, he can remember these things in his mind. So now the fact that these words are known and remembered in his intellect, that's one type of knowledge of the details. You learn the laws of brachas, you review them, and now you're remembering them in your mind. There's another type of knowledge of the details. For example, Adam Sheshomea Nigun Arev Ma'od. A person hears a very pleasant tune. Pam Vod Pam, time after time. Bitrilim Shomea Saklolios Shebashir. First time he gets the general Nigun. Lat Lat and slowly Maschel Liklodes Kola Nimi Madaki Matmunibo. Then slowly he absorbs, he catches all these subtle nuances that are hidden within the song. Zoe Simchas Lev Shabala Adam Beikral Omikach Shesichlo Mavchin Omikach Shalibo Nimshach Lenigun V'lachein Husam Lev V'pratim. This is a Simchas Lev. This is getting your heart to focus. So this comes not primarily from the intellect that understands things, but it comes from the heart that is drawn to a tune, and therefore he pays attention to the details. That's coming from the heart. The heart catches the tune, and therefore the heart is able to absorb the details. So you could have the mind absorbing the straightforward halacha details in the Shulchan Aruch, and then you could have the mind, rather, and then the heart catching the nuances of the music. So now, kishaboyim lehisasek bedover. So when a person engages himself in something, so anshe amoach misaskim imamoach, anshe alev misaskim alev. So people that are more intellectually minded, they engage the mind, and people more emotionally involved, they engage the heart. Vanshe hashleimus ve'etzem mabitim al kol dover min alev umin amoach. And people that are complete essentially we'll look at anything both with the heart and with the mind. So now we'll give examples of this. Adam shenishbur lo chafetzim abayis. A person who has an object of his breaks. He has a nice vase and it falls down and breaks into all kinds of pieces. Roa sapratim shechaserim v'adover mafrielo and gorim lo choser nochos. So the person sees all these pieces that are missing from this vase, and it bothers him, and it causes him a lack of tranquility from this. Okay. Avokeshu masbin eza kolboinik shiatakin is called dorsh tikun. What do you call it? A handyman. Yeah. Oh. Comes the word kolbo. Everything's in him. Nick. Right. So if he now invites, he hires a handyman, right, to fix what has to be fixed. How does the handyman look at it different than the person who owned the vase? Hakolbanik mistakel al ha'inyan b'mocho v'orach la'atzmo rishima shel asara pratim shetrach l'takin. The handyman looks at the situation in his mind, and he arranges for himself a list of 10 steps that has to happen to repair the broken object. V'chol echad shetikein mochek merishima. And every time he gets to one thing on the list, crosses it off the list. I got to do 10 steps to fix it. Check, 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 check. Page Nun Zayin. So now, what's the difference? Ki ha'adam shebebeiso nimtsoi makil kolim roa zos mehalev. Because the person who owns the item, he sees the damage, he sees it with his heart. But someone who's, for the damage regarding him, at the end of the day, is only what I have to repair for somebody else. So he sees it with his mind. So that's the difference. The guy who owns it, he's all distraught and he says, oh, it was my favorite vase. What's going to be? I don't know what's going to be. And he's all out of joint. The repairman, it's just a routine job. So it doesn't take it to heart. And it's as it should be with most professionals. So now, how does this analogy help us? So kishadam nigash le'inyan ha-chasidus. So when person approaches chasidus, la'avod esboro, to serve his creator, who megale pratim rabi ma'od, he uncovers many details in the service of chasidus. Yesh nantar yeg mitzvos, vehein mispartos la'od v'odanofim. There are 613 mitzvahs, and each mitzvah has many details to it as well. Number one. Benosaf, in addition, yesh es anfei hamidos u'shroshem. Then we have the branches of the character traits and their roots. Pratim v'lisof, endless details as well. Sashehelehi, so the bottom line is, the question we have to ask ourselves is, from what place of the person does he see the overall point, the generalities, and from what point does he see the details? The overall picture, a person can see with his mind very easily. And if someone has his heart open a little bit, you can even see the overall generalities in the heart. But the details. So now, how do we deal with the details? Person is a scholar, he knows them with his mind. And one who has an open heart, he can know them also with his heart. As we find our rabbis tell us, we know that Avram Avinu, he learned Torah by himself. Nobody taught him Torah. So how did he know Torah? So the Talmudic expression is, Shinasu kil yosav kishtei mayonos. His kidneys became two fountains. Two fountains. What does that mean? What does it mean, kidneys? He understood it through his kidneys. The kavanas advarim shu hirgish mitoch asapratim. He's able to feel them. He's able to feel the details from inside. It was something he had an intuitive understanding from inside of himself. What does that mean? So, obviously, no one taught it to him. So how was he able to? He was able to appreciate what would have to be by looking at the world, the rabbis say, by looking at the world, he understood what mitzvahs had to be. So what do we have from this? Yesh, we have, im kein, adam shapratim megim etzlo me'amoach, yesh adam shapratim megim etzlo me'amoach. If a person whose details can come from the mind, a person whose details can come also from the heart. So ato havev nismo. So now let's reflect and understand. So why is it we don't really see what Chassidus is all about? It's written for everyone to see. Why is it that we don't see the details of Chassidus? So now, Ramchal, in what we just read last time inside the text of Ramchal, that's what he writes in the bold, reveals to us why that's so. He says, "Afal pi shekvar kfuim b'leiv kol ha'adam ha'yosher haschalosov yisodosov." Even though it's already established in the heart of all people, all straight people, its beginnings and its foundations. So, what does that mean? He's saying the generalities. As ha'klo, now he's explaining. As ha'kloim anachnu yodim, we know the generalities. Im nishal kol adam ma'i chassidus. If you ask a person what is chassidus, yomer miyad, I'll say right away. Losses hard beit tzedakah, give a lot of tzedakah. Lazo l'nashim, help people. Vadi shutzarek, that's certainly what chassidus is all about. Ach elhem rak ha'klolim shal chassidus. That's just the generalities of chassidus. Uma ima pratim, what's with the details? Himem ksuvim aloksim, are they written or they're not written? So nitin ha'yolomer shemim ksuvim, we might have thought that they're not written. I'll say, amam shivcham ramchal v'omer, but that's what Lutzaro continues, says, no. Yira prata v'lo yakireim. He will see the details, but he won't recognize them. He'll pass by them and not feel them. So he's saying, the person truly does see the details, but he doesn't discern with them. And that's what it says, says in the Psalms, that a person has eyes and doesn't see. Why? Because they don't interest him. Libo eino kosherlim, his heart isn't tied to it. Ulekach af besiflo eino makirim, therefore even in his intellect he doesn't recognize him as well. So again, if your heart isn't engaged, and this is the theme he keeps going over and over, if your heart isn't engaged, it's not going to interest you. And again, he gives another example. Kamala Havdil. Again, another example. Be'iton sheshbo mador asokim hashkaos. So you have a newspaper, it has all kinds of information of businesses and investments. So, mochrim kol mine mifalim karkaos, nechasim, schuyos, etc. They're selling all kinds of pieces of real estate and all kinds of objects and rights and buying options, all kinds of things. The business section of the newspaper. Haramamutza, the average person, next page in Ches, lo misaskek bashkaos. He's not involved in investments. He doesn't look, he doesn't care about the investments. Why? Because ain't lo kesef lirchosh mifal. He doesn't have any money. If he doesn't have any money to invest, who cares about the investment page? Melu afilo som leiv, ma kosef shom. He doesn't even care to know what's written there. But if a person is involved in investments, miyakish migei ton liado, as soon as the paper comes to his hand, hu paseach es medora sakim v'kara b'shkika. So he opens up to the page with investments and he reads it with all kinds of diligence. And lo zubavad, not only that, this difference. Yitochen sheshnei anoshim yikaras osa modal. There's two people who can read the same headline. I think it's a headline. V'zeh shechai betoch olam asokim kvar lefi anusach yovim b'diyuk ma'amunach b'dvarim. And a person who's involved in investments understands what the text, that headline really means. You know, let's say it says it was a bullish day in the market, right? So, and a guy in investments know that that the stocks went up, right? Well, the guy who's not involved in stocks figured it was a bull must have attacked someone's market, you know. But it's totally different meaning over there, right? So the guy who'll understand what's going on over there. The guy's not involved in investments. He will see it in a very general term without understanding the details. More than that, the investment guy knows the market's down. All kinds of details happen because of that. The Canadian dollar goes up, Canadian dollar goes down. The guy involved in the markets, he understands everything that's going to happen because so many details come out of the fact that the dollar goes up or down. The other guy, it's okay, so the dollar goes up. If I ever have to go to the States and exchange some money, it'll cost me a little more, cost me a little less. That's all. It's a very general understanding, but without all the details, because you don't really know and you're not involved in that. So that's the point he's taking us to. Adama writes a lavod es baro ba'emes. If a person really wants to serve Hashem, tzorach lahagia l'matzav sha'animim hadakim shalachayim yu mein hein me'amoach v'hein me'alev. If a person really wants to understand and serve Hashem, he has to reach a situation where the strands and those fine details of life are also in his mind and also in his heart. It's got to be in the heart, because if it's the heart, then it's something you care about. It's something you will concern yourself with. L'chayra, Yomer, for example, a person will say, Haklovim em ikar v'apratim em tofel. The general things are the most important, and the details are just supplementary. A person could say that. Avokishnis bone nira sha'adrava. But when we really reflect on it, we see it's the total opposite. Havchana hakalelas ala adam gamisha roch umena yachaliros. The overall aspect of the generalities of a person, even someone far away can see them. Avalavchana hadaka kayemus rak etzel yedid karov be'emes. But the detailed discernment, that only exists with somebody who's really close. Ludugma, for example. Okay. Adam writes a liknos lechaver matana. A person wants to buy a present for his friend. If he doesn't live in the guy's house. So dvorim gedolim hu yachol liknos. He can buy big things for his friend. But his good friend knows exactly what he's missing. He was in his house. Ras arnas farm. He looked at his svarm shank. He sees all the books he has in his library. And he sees he's missing a particular book, and he buys it. Matanas ishus, that's a personal gift. Only a person who's close to the receiver is able to buy such a gift. Right? It's a gift that there is thought went into it. We'll see in a minute, not that much thought, but rather intimate knowledge was in it. Not necessarily thought. The guy's missing one volume of a 25 volume set, and it's a hard one to get. He says, he's missing volume 18. He buys him volume 18. It's exactly what I needed. The other guy gives him a gift certificate for $100 in a bookstore. Okay, which one reflects there was a closeness? Obviously the first gift. So what are we getting out of this? Lomar that teaches us, Haklolim shayachim gabe b'chutz, generalities can be understood outside. But the details can only be found by someone who is close. So Chassidus Yeshba as Haklolim, Yeshba Sapratim. Chassidus has the generalities and has the details. Hapratim, the details, heim gili oimek ha'ava shebalev. The details is a revelation of the depth of the love of the heart. Umadu, and why? So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Omer, the holy Baal Shem Tov explains, shekol ha'mitzvah sha'ar ma'isa, every mitzvah that you do, ma'osa osan shelo lishma, if you do them not for altruistic reasons, yesh b'zeh chesaron, there's a deficiency. Avol b'mitzvah tzedaka yesh pachas chesaron. But when you give tzedaka, even if it's not done l'shem shemayim, it has less deficiency. Why? Ki sof kol sof ani kibos hakesef. Because at the end of the day, the ani got his money anyway. You know, let's say you were doing a mitzvah between you and, let's say you're putting on tefillin, shalol lishma. Well, then that's pretty destructive to the mitzvah. There's a real deficiency, because the whole point was, it's between you and Hashem, what were you feeling? But in tzedakah, at the end of the day, the ani benefited from this. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says. So now, how does that help us? So, kishanachto of the mesav bar yom, so when we serve Hashem, heim be'emes tzarechu es ha'tefillin shonam anichim. You serve Hashem. Does Hashem need us to put tefillin on? Does he get anything out of that? No. It's a talis on him, the talis we put on. God doesn't need you to do this. Hashem is Baruch Shalom B'chol HaShlemus. Hashem is perfect anyway. HaMitzvahs HeMilash and Tzavta. The word mitzvah comes from the word Tzavta, which means connection. V'heinoadu L'kasher Asonu L'bar Yolam. The goal of mitzvahs is to connect us to Hashem. L'chadeh Esa'ava Shenimtzas B'kirbenu. To sharpen the love that is found inside of us, to focus it more to Hashem through every mitzvah. Ein adam she'ein lo ava klolis labore. There isn't any person that doesn't have an overall general love for Hashem. Everybody loves Hashem, at least in a general way. Ulai hi chasum, could be it's stuck, it's plugged up. Rova nashim hi gluya lepachas midei pam. But for most people, it's revealed sometimes, occasionally. Nuntes. So atariyig mitzvah shenitanu. So the 630 mitzvahs that Hashem gave to us. Yishem ikar avodas odom bom. That's the primary service of a person in this world. Noadu be'etzem lepesach kesher ishi dakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their goal is essentially to open up at least a detailed personal connection with Hashem. So now, im tvisas odom kololis, with a general grasp that a person has, Reisha Kesher Shalokiv Yochlin Bari Olam Hu Kesher Kloli. It's a general connection to Hashem. Lo Kesher Ish, it's not a personal one. Yeshul Kesher Besoch Kol Am Yisrael. He has a connection amongst all the Jews of Israel. Zesuk Chazok Shal Kesher. Could be a strong bond. Avo Ein Lo Es Ha Yichudius Shal Bekesher Mitzvah Hashem Yisrael. He doesn't have the detail, personalized connection to Hashem. In other words, we have an overall connection to Hashem. I'm part of the Jewish people. As part of the Jewish people, I love Hashem. And I feel a connection to Hashem. That's a very general connection to Hashem. We're talking now, what about this personal, individualized? It's my connection that I have to Hashem. So, if Adam writes, if a person wants to have a personal love for Hashem, Huva Bore Olam Boifin Prati, he and the Almighty in a detailed way, as if he's the only child of Hashem. So, therefore, he would have to reveal the details of all the laws. In other words, what's he saying up to this point? Just like in the gift. If you give the guy, you're invited to a guy's wedding. How close are you to the guy? Well, you know, he's a rabbi. Okay, so you get him a gift certificate. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Give him cash. Cash is the best gift. Right? Why does it say cash is the best gift? Because people don't really know other people very much. So you're going to get him something that you don't know if he needs at all. If he has cash, he'll be able to eventually translate into what he needs. But you can't translate it for him because you're not that close with him. Right? If you're really close with him, you know, if you really get him what he needs, then that person feels, oh, that person really, really, really knew what I needed because he really is tight. He knows my details. He knows my details. He got me exactly this thing that I needed. Wow, that's going to save me so much time having to look for it, this and that. So you could tell this very focused, detailed love that the person has for him. So the same thing it is with mitzvahs. You got these mitzvahs. You got 613 mitzvahs. Do these mitzvahs. Okay, I'm part of the general Jewish people who has a general love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's something called the details of mitzvahs, to really understand the intimate details that exist in this relationship. So a Jew has to be involved in the details. So the question is, how does that happen? Okay, now we're going to get to a very important point. It's coming soon. The Ketzed also himself. So how does a person reveal the details now in his Yiddishkeit? Novenes advarm alpi marshal. Let's explain this with another analogy. Yeshnam shnei chaverim. There's two friends. Vechamem roitz aliknas l'sheni matana. And a guy wants to buy a friend. Buy a gift for him. So Yoshev sholosh shos umachapes v'machshav to machasro. He's sitting and thinking for 3 hours. What does my friend need? Humegala prat nesuyim shechasro umanik losa matana. After 3 hours, he comes up with what his friend needs. He says, I know, that's it. He buys that gift. Now he brings the gift to the friend, and Sholos HaYadid, so the friend asks him, how did you know I needed that thing? Humasapri says, Tamil, you should know, Yeshafti, Kama Shos Lachshof Mayesh Lacha And I thought many hours about what you had and what you were missing. Until I got to the point of what you exactly needed. Now, that is one way of expressing one's love. I spent hours trying to know what you were missing. Okay, that's good. That's pretty good. It's better than a gift certificate. But there's even a deeper level of love. What's that? Person can feel what the other person's missing. In other words, the first example guy had to think what the guy was missing. The second guy is able to feel what that fellow's missing. What a person is missing himself, he certainly feels. When two people are close, they can feel what the other one is missing. They don't just know what the other one is missing. Okay? That's, you know, that in other words, if you really know the person really well and you already are into the world of feelings with the person, then you're feeling for him how he feels for himself. Then there's an aspect of, you know, I just felt that you really needed this, as opposed to I knew you needed this. That's a deeper level. It's a little bit hard to describe, though, you know, in terms of, when I saw in the store, I knew that's what you would love. Because I'm no, but like, again, like I didn't have to think. I didn't have to think. It was instinctive.
No, it's feelings. Knowing that you would love it, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it's exactly what he would want. He, he loves chavis.
Technology.
No, but the other person has to sit. It doesn't come instantly. He's thinking, he's going through a list in the house. His mind is going, well, he's got this, but he doesn't have that. Could be he wants that. Well, the person who's, let's say... Chavis, the guy is into antique sports memorabilia. Okay?
Anderson's
sweatshirt. Yeah. Guy's into memorabilia. And he's close to the guy, and he knows how important it is for him to get certain cards. You know? And he knows what kind of joy the other person has every time he connects with the feelings that he has to the enjoyment of having these cards, right? So when he sees the card, he says, he's gonna love it. He's gonna love it. And I love him, so I want him to love it. All right? So that's coming from the feeling as opposed to more of a cold analysis of what a person has to have. Right? It's a subtle difference, but there's feeling what he needs, and if he feels that, he doesn't have to spend hours. It doesn't take hours. Immediately, he says, of course, this guy loves sports memorabilia, and I know he's been talking about how much he loves a particular area of it. Boom. Okay, it's subtle, you're gonna say, but he knows what he loves.
How common is this between people?
What?
How common is this between
Depends people? How close the people are.
Well, let's take an example.
A husband and a
Father's
wife.
Father's Day, which we don't like, but let's say Father's Day. How many fathers get the proper gift from their own?
They don't. They don't. You're right. So they don't get the proper gift.
So where do we find this? Like,
you get it from your wife.
Pardon?
Sometimes.
That's the most intimate person in the world. So yes, it's a good chance you will get what you want from your wife. But aside from that.
Okay, so that's all.
Nothing.
So fine. You're right. So the same thing. From
Even
whom?
Friends
from,
don't know exactly what to get you. It doesn't matter how.
Okay, so how intimate should your relationship be with Hashem? Should be like a husband and a wife.
Right.
That's what we're getting at. That's where we're getting into the details of Yiddishkeit. Right? It's no different, like we've said many times before. Your husband eats a meal with the wife. You know, he can express intellectually his appreciation for the meal, and he can express emotionally his appreciation for the meal. Where are you going to see the difference? One husband is going to say, it was a great meal, dear. And then he gives a burp and leaves. Right? And the other one says, you know, I can really see you really put yourself out tonight. Oh, I can really see, you know, I know, you know, for you to serve that asparagus, I know it took you at least 45 minutes to check those vegetables to make it, you know, because, you know, if you it takes 45 minutes to prepare a little bucket full of asparagus for bugs. You knew it was my favorite and you must have spent a lot of time preparing for it. And I know that cut of meat isn't available at Sobeys every day of the week. You probably had to go last week on a special day of the week to buy it for me. And all of a sudden he's noticing all the little details. Right? So, you know, that comes when there's an emotional connection to the person. And that's really, you know, you hate to spoil it, but that's the kind of compliments people like to get. So you hope it's coming from an emotional place. Unfortunately, it could come from an intellectual place. You say, okay, now the rabbi said that's the kind of compliment I have to get, so that's the kind I'm going to give. Okay, so you know what? You know, mitoch shel lishma bo lishma. At least give the kind it's supposed to be, that it'll train you to look for the details. And when you look for the details, that will bring more love into the relationship. But again, the more detailed something is, the more intimate you are with the person that the details you're involved with are. That's just a fact of life. The more intimate you are in knowing a person, the more details you know about their life. And the more details you know about their life, the more gifts or whatever you'll do will reflect your knowledge of them. You know, and that really reflects on the love. And it's a lot harder also. You know, when we were first married, you know, so I remember the first year we were married. So my wife, I know she left, this was years ago, right? I have to remember the order in which the years happened. She liked jelly donuts. It's like jelly donuts. Okay. So I'm in Koilo. So how much money do I have to give a gift? You know, it's not like, so what did I do? So I went to the baker. I said, I have a request for you. And this was, I guess, years before he had all these personalized requests. You're going back almost more than 30 years ago. Right? I said, can you make me a big jelly donut? So he says, how big? I said, this big. So I don't know, I never made one like that. I said, you'll try. You know? He says, what is this for? I says, for my wife's birthday. So he got very excited because it was like a challenge. Like the baker makes a million jelly donuts every day. Big deal. It doesn't show he's a great baker. Ooh, to make a big jelly donut that doesn't burn. It doesn't this, it doesn't that. So then he made a huge jelly donut. So that's what I gave to my wife. So that shows, that hit the point. Now, of course, you could have bought her perfume for $100, or this jelly donut that costed me, face, I don't know what he charged me, $6, $7, whatever he charged me for the jelly donut. Right? But I'm saying there's a feeling there, right? It was a detail. Right? So, you know, you could go to the ladies department and say, here, what's a nice, perfume? And you buy it. And that's it. Okay, so it's perfume. You know, is that anything like amazing? Like, okay, so you thought of me, you didn't forget about me. But it's a general gift. But if you get the detail gift or, you know, again, when you're writing a card and you're writing words that are not just, oh, happy birthday, love, you know, it's, you know, or you buy a certain, or what we used to do is, years ago, when you had lots of time, right? You buy a card, one of these long cards that are funny cards, but then you add little changes to it, you know, and you put your own little additions throughout the card that really make it personal. So then the person really says, ah, now that's a card, you know, because that really shows the emotional connection that's there, you know. So those are the kind of things that says, now that was, how did the person, because those are the details that are being reflected in the relationship. So clearly when there are details involved, that shows a great intimacy over here. Okay, so now let's come back to Chassidus and how this is going to play out. Let's hope I know where he's getting to. Let's hope we get to that point. So Chassidus Benuya Reishis Kol Mavonis Sichlus Shel Apratim Ula'ach Mikan Mehargashasam. So Chassidus is built primarily starting with an intellectual understanding of the details and then an emotional connection to the details. But there has to be details. Our rabbi tells about the three friends of Job. If anyone was missing something, another one knew about it. They had crowns. And if there's some, if a friend was missing something, the crown would like light up or something. That's what the Medrash says. So if my crown, something's wrong with my crown, it means something's wrong with my friend. So what does it mean, a crown? So we say that the crown of the soul, so nekuda pnimis benefesh adam, that's the inner point of the person. Remember, the crown, the keser, represents the rutzim, the desire, the will. Shimisacheres u'markishas ulus, that bonds him with somebody else. So they instinctively knew something was wrong with Eov. How did they know to come to him? They just instinctively could feel something was wrong. So gam kishabayim lavodes bari olam l'skai v'lov. So too, when a person wants to serve Hashem, yesha fateach kesher ishi imo. You got to open a personal connection with Hashem. Kol sefer shir hashirim hu mashal l'kesher shel kenes shel el mekadosh baruch hu. The whole book of Shir Hashirim is an analogy to the connection of the Jewish people with Hashem. Ara meivin shekachol shuchai yoser ishi babayis hakesher misatek. A person knows. To the degree that a person lives more and more personally in a house, the connection gets stronger. And a person lives more general, the connection is weaker. So Chassidus is based on the understanding of the subtle details of the soul of a person towards Hashem. Samach. Alen she'nin ve'nemar. Regarding the people of Nineveh, it says, when they were told that if they don't do tshuva, they're going to die, they called out strongly to Hashem. They were screaming. And the Kotzke Rebbe explains on that line. Only people from Nineveh who are non-Jews, they're the ones who called out loudly to Hashem. Why? Because kasher shnei yedidim edavrim when two friends are speaking one with the other, sichas nefesh, a real heartfelt talking, ein lehem tzorach litzok l'shnein yishma. You don't have to yell at the person. You don't have to yell and say, I love you! You don't have to yell that. Right? For them to hear you. So sichas nefesh, it's a heartfelt speaking. Lord says, you don't scream. So a goy doesn't feel close to Hashem. It's just a question, save my life. So you scream. Again, it goes back to that prayer of Chana, the changing of the prayers. You have to pray louder or soft. If you're feeling close to Hashem, you pray softly. Not, again, that was that whole change of the tkufa. Okay, that's just connecting it to the Shmuel class. So, kechol sheyesh yoser kesher bein shnei anashim, hasich yoser mudanas. The stronger the connection between two people is, the more refined is the way you talk. The more quiet, refined. Yoser shketa, not so noisy. Yoser regua, more calm. Sicha nafshi is a soulful speech. Kasher adam nigash ledavrim bar yom, when a person comes to speak to Hashem, yoch ledavrim ba'ofen hagas, you could speak in a very gross way to Hashem. Vayikoru el Hashem b'chazaka, like Ninveh, calling out and yelling. Tainli, gimme! Or you can speak with a very inner love, with a connection that's very close to Hashem. So kol habituyim shel chassidus noadu be'etzem lahaser es haminim hamafriyim liskalas ava halev ha'adam v'liatzer kesher dakim mitzius Hashem Yisbarach. All the expressions of chassidus are all with the goal to essentially remove the barriers that disrupt the revelation of the heart, the love of the heart of a person, try to get rid of those barriers and to create strong connections with the reality of Hashem. So he's going to give an example. Now he finally gets to practical examples after all this introduction. So one example of this strong connection, you know all mitzvahs that remember Hashem, but one is in specific. The mitzvah tzitzis. Talk about tzitzis. How does tzitzis, more than anything else? It says, "Ra'isim osoz zechartim." You will see the tzitzis and remember all the mitzvahs. Remember Hashem. Kama Shomer Chazal, as a rabbi said, "Ma nishtana tcheles mikol min tzivonim." How is this blue dye different than all the other colors? Neishat tcheles domala yam, v'yam domala rakiya, rakiya domala kisei kavod. We know that the blue color is like the sea is like the sky reminds you of the throne of glory, etc., etc. So now, but tzitzis, yeshem shmona chutim. Tzitzis have eight strands. Shmona apsilim dakim. Eight very, very small, thin strands. Why are they so small? Ulamdena to teach us, shakesha shal adam arosa lagil in akuda elyona. The connection that you want to reach to Hashem should be what kind? Megiyam afchana daka. It has to come from very subtle, small, aspects. Loma afchana gasa. Not from a huge, big, aspect. Uri isim, you should see. Matar, what should you see? Tirshakol psilim dakim kesher dak amukuplimi. Every thin strand is a very thin and subtle connection to Hashem. It's a detail. Tzitzis is a very, very subtle detail. It's a very little string. This one little blue thread is supposed to remind me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the subtlety that we're talking about over here. Adam Balav, right? You understand the point over here? It's a little thing and it reminds me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You don't need this huge, you know, huge, big, big thing. It's a small thing. Adam Balav, a person comes to work. Umakabat smol kabbalah gasa. He accepts upon himself a big acceptance in Avodas Hashem. Shin Yud Tfilas, 310 times to go to the mikveh. Shin Yud Somos, 310 times to fast. Hakol Chazot, that's strong. I'm going to do big things in my Yiddishkeit. That's like screaming out to Hashem. Yesh B'zeh Nekuda Achash Shomala. On the one hand, it has a pro. It's an advantage. Lishborsik was trying to break the body. Go to the mikveh hundreds of times. You know, you every time you go to the mikveh, every time you're fasting, that's going to break your body. It's going to make you a more spiritual person. Lishpar sativas achamis will break the physical lusts. Aval achas shviras ushalgu. But after you break the body, tzarech adam legalos kesher dak kesher amuk. You have to reveal a connection. There's two aspects: there's breaking the physicality, but then there's developing the connection. You fast. In fact, those are certain parts of chassidus. Those are, you know, those are the big aspects. And they may break down the taiva, the lust that the body has. But what is the connection that's been developed? So what's missing in chassidus that the Ramchal is talking about? Shel vidui me'aruchim, there's long confessions, tanios, fasts, tzomos, sigufim, tefilas, kerpashag, people going into the mikvah of ice. What's missing? He's doing so much. Zo bechina shel chassidus gasa. That's what we call gross chassidus, grub chassidus. It's a physical orientated chassidus. Amasim and tovim, masim and shim. They're nice things. Nice thing to go to the mikvah. Nice thing to roll in snow. Avol chaser kesher dak. But it's missing that fine connection. Adam shoyse tefilas v'sigufim v'lomiskala esad dakash of nefesh. A person goes through all kinds of self mortifications, but doesn't reveal that inner point, that subtleness of the soul. So simin shasigufin vatanis lobo meafchana hadaka. It means that that all the self mortifications, they didn't come from a refined aspect of understanding. Samachal, let's just drop more. So I want to finish this section. Afchana daka koina adam b'shnei chalakim. Person can acquire this subtle, fine understanding in two ways. Margoshes alev umiigias limud yuni b'torah kedosha. It comes from the feelings of the heart and comes from the strong work of focusing into the Holy Torah. What do we mean? Yigias atorah kedosha b'iyun inyana lahavi es adam l'sechol dakyasher. This is the point I want to get to. Why do we learn Torah in such detail? Now you get into the Gemara. Finally, get into the Gemara. You're learning Gemara, and the Gemara you're going through. Page after page after page of going through the minutiae of the halacha. You know, the guy is carrying a beam and the other guy's got a barrel, and if he rams him from the back and he rams him from the front, and there's a contradiction from this into that, and we're coming to understand the mission in the most refined and detailed way. Phew, so boring. It's so detailed. Right? Why do I know so much details? Right? But that's the whole point over here. When you're going deep into the Torah and you're getting to the refined points, litfisa daka, to a very refined grasp, The Torah is built in a structure of laws, l'chalikosam, to divide them up, l'hafridosam, to separate them, limsosam, to see the differences, hafchonadaka, to understand every subtle nuance that exists in the halacha. Just say a bracha to Hashem, thank you for the food, shakol ni'ebet v'ra on all the foods. No! You got six different brachas, and now all the rules within the brachas, and now you have what do you call that Chinese food with the rice? Sushi. What's the bracha on sushi? What's the bracha on sushi? I don't know. It's ikkar and tuffle. You got rice. You got this. You got that. Now there's all kinds of arguments. You go back and forth. Going crazy to make a bracha on that. Why all the focus on the detail? But that's the whole point, because that shows how much you love it. Do you understand the whole point? Just say shahakol. I'm a general Jew. I'll say general, you have general towel noodles. I'll say general thank you. General, thank you to Hashem. Thank you for the food. Seimer gesund. No, but Hashem, you put so much detail into this world. You put rice and nori and this and that. And I have to know how to thank you appropriately for this. I got to say the right bracha. And there's one reason to make this bracha and one reason to make that bracha, because there's one aspect of your love, another aspect of your love. I got to spend hours knowing how to appropriately thank you. Just say shahakol, get out of here. We know the b'di'evit shahakol helps. Is that the kind of, b'di'evit means after the fact. Is that the kind of relationship you want to have with Hashem? After the fact relationship? I don't really care. You gave it to me. Thank you. You gave it to me. Just telling your wife, thank you for the meal. You give her a shahakol every time she finishes a meal. You give her a shahakol bracha. Shakol ni'evit v'ro. Everything is like you say, dear. Shakol ni'evit v'ro. So you made the meal. Thank you so much. That's not the point. Right? Udugma, for example, Shulchan Aruch b'simen zeh, v'zeh kosav kach. In Shulchan Aruch it writes this, v'sumen achar kosav l'hecha. And another simen writes the opposite. One line Shulchan Aruch says yes, another line says no. Hey, he remembered it. One's looking at one aspect, one's looking at another aspect. And you have to come to understand appreciate the details to understand the difference with that. Okay, it's late, we'll have to finish it up, but getting to see the whole point he's taking us to is why you learn to love Hashem by learning Gemara. That's what he was saying.
That's what he was talking about with us, that he didn't.